there any shifts in technology that affected you when you were in college? If so, how?
When I was in college, the personal computer was just starting to come out. So when I was in high school, I learned to type in a typing class on a manual typewriter. But when I got to college, I was fortunate enough to have my own personal computer in my room. But it was just word processing. There was no graphics, there was no games, there was nothing else. I was able to write my papers in my room, where everybody else had to handwrite them and then take them to somebody to get them typed up and pay people to do that per page. And then also, I had a computer class, but it was basic, and we had to go to the computer lab, and there was it wasn't the internet, but we had a network that you could rent time on to do your programming. It was all quite a bit different than it is now.
Computers back then, were they kind of laid out the same as the computers we see today, or?
Well, my personal computer was just what we would call, a DOS-based screen. So it was, I guess at work we call it green screen. It just looks like something out of the movie War Games, if you've ever seen that movie. But my computer wasn't linked to anything else. It just was that. There was the campus had a system that you could use, but there was two computer labs you had to go to in order to use it. You couldn't use it from your room. I mean, there were dial-up modems at the time, but nobody had any of those. And it was a little bit better than my high school. My high school, we had 3 Apple IIe's, I think, for 3,000 students to share. So at least in college, we had more access to the computer lab.
Are there any experiences where you needed a cell phone prior to when they became an everyday device?
I'm trying to think of that, because I had a cell phone back in the mid-90s. It wasn't a smartphone like it is now. Obviously, before we had to use a paper map and look up directions. Or, my friends used to give me a hard time go to a phone booth because all the phone books always had maps in them. You could go to the phone booth and try to figure out where you wanted to go. So it would have been nice to have a smartphone, cell phone, not just the one you could make a phone call on earlier than it is now.
How much has television changed from your childhood to now?
So when I was little, we just had a black and white TV we bought from Sears Roebuck. I remember watching the astronauts land on the moon on that TV when I was 3 years old. It was my first memories of TV. But there's only a couple of channels on VHF and maybe a couple UHF channels over the years. And then it wasn't until a long time later that we actually had cable started coming out in the early 80s. But we didn't have cable because it was expensive. I don't remember when we got cable, but it was probably near the time I went to college. And then in college, same thing, we just had the local TV stations that you get on the TV in the lounge. Nobody really had TVs in the room at the time. It was just not as many channels as now. And then obviously now, how is TV defined, television is defined? Is it the broadcast? Is it streaming? What is it? So it's completely different. You can have access to anything you want anytime. When I grew up, I used to come home at 4 o'clock and there'd be cartoons on to watch because that was the time kids come home from school to watch. And you all watch the same thing because it's the only option you had.
How did the VHS affect you personally?
The video cassette recorder?
Yeah.
I can't remember what year we got one, but we got one for Christmas one time. It was a Christmas present for the family. You could then start to go rent movies at the video store and watch movies. You could record stuff too, but there wasn't a whole lot of stuff to record. It's not like now where you're watching one thing and recording 3 other things with your DVR. But it was when it first came out, it was the VHS, and it was the Beta from Sony, different formats, but eventually VHS format won out. And we used to go to the video store and rent a video on Friday or Saturday nights, and now everything's streaming, or some people still go to Redbox or get DVDs from Netflix if they don't have access to streaming services.